Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we have City Manager Ryan Waller recapping Monday's City Council meeting. Indianola City Council met in regular session Monday evening, and one of the first things on the agenda was refinancing general obligation bonds. Talk about what that does for the city and what people should know.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. Thanks to our finance director and our financial advisor. They spend a lot of time taking a look at our finances throughout the year, and one of the things that they noticed was the drop in interest rates. So as we looked at different bonds or debt that we have out there, opportunity refinance. So through those efforts, we'll be able to save about $200,000, a little bit more than $200,000 in interest over the life of those bonds. So that's obviously very positive news for the community.
All right. Well, that's good to hear as well. There was also several separate items, some in the consent agenda, some on the agenda to be voted on, about kind of developments appearing in Indianola and what Indianola wants to do with maybe some houses or townhomes being built. Just kind of talk about what the council approved and what that means for Indianola residents.
Sure. So for starters, on the consent agenda, the council approved a public hearing to consider rezoning. The rezoning is going from commercial to residential, and this is an area up near the YMCA, up in that area. There's a developer is going through the process of purchasing several acres. I think it's about 28 acres, and half of that land is zoned residential. The other half is zoned commercial. So he's got to go through the process of rezoning it to all residential to allow for the development to occur. Once the rezoning happens, he'll go through the platting process. So rough numbers at this point, looks like after the rezoning, we're probably talking about 44 residential lots.
All right. Well, that's good to hear as well. And that's kind of an area that the city wants to expand, is that kind of northern area, or at least that city council has made their intentions that that's one of the spots that they would like to develop.
That's accurate. And I will put in a plug. We're going through our comprehensive master plan update process. That is a very important document for the community as we plan what are our target areas, where are we going to grow, what our code should be, what types of projects and infrastructure we should be putting in to match that vision from the community. So that's a visionary document. Now, when you look at the region, we have a great number of our residents drive up to Des Moines, work in Des Moines. Folks want to get easy access there. So when you look at our major roadways, you got R63 and then 65, 69, those both head north. So naturally, the effects of growth would be towards that metropolitan area, the Des Moines area, so obviously north. And the city's done a lot over the years investing in that area and with infrastructure. So that kind of ties into another item on the agenda that was approved, and that was professional service agreement with our engineers to part of the development on the north part of town. We'd have to relocate a lift station. The lift station's a vital component of our sanitary sewer network. It does exactly as it says. It helps lift the waste that's being transmitted via the pipes, lifts it up so then it can gravity flow down to where it needs to, because Indianola is built on the highest point in the county. So we got to pump it up the hill so it can flow down the hill.
All right. Well, that sounds good as well. There was also an update on the wastewater treatment plant, on the design phase of it, and just kind of what the city codes are going through right now. Talk about updating those city building codes, because I think there was kind of that necessity to kind of move those forward.
Yeah, so without getting too much on the wastewater treatment plant, it's in unincorporated Warren County. Warren County doesn't have building codes. We talked to the state. State doesn't have building codes that would apply here. So as we talked about it as a review team, the building codes that we would design and build towards would be what the city has on the books. The city's codes are lagging behind, and staff has made a concerted effort that this is first and foremost an important thing for us. To do. The city's on the 2012 edition of building codes. Most of the regions in 2015 headed to 2018. So as we looked at the wastewater treatment plant, we wanted to make sure that we're building to the most current regulations, also lead by example. So our staff are going through that exercise now of going through those code revisions, make sure that we're accounting for any sort of local amendments that we're going to want to make sure we do, and then go through that process. So we haven't finalized that process, but we aspire to design and build the wastewater treatment plant to those standards.
Thanks to Ryan Waller for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.